clean those chitlins and use them. Mm-hmm.
Well, you had your midden, your shoulder, yeah, your ham, and your backbone, and your back. They saved the old, they saved the liver. They put the liver and certain things in the in pudding, rice pudding, and they made that. And then you, like you said, they cleaned the chitlins. And I mean they cleaned them, because I've had to clean a many of them. And they stuffed those with them puddings and you ground all your lean. You ground that up in the sausage meat. And you put use them for the sausage and puddings. You hung them up in the smokehouse and you smoked them and cured them just like you did your meat.
Mm-hmm.
Your hams and so forth, you know.
What about meat from the head of the hog?
Well, made hog head cheese.
And did they ever make anything with the blood?
We never did use it. Now, some of our neighbors did make blood pudding, but we never did it.
Mm-hmm. What about taking either the hog head cheese or the juice from it and mixing that with cornmeal and making up something with that? You ever had that?
No, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Ever.
Many a bowl of hog head cheese, but not with meal or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I've never used any
of that. What about the part off the outside the ribs? What do you call that?
How you mean on the outside of the ribs and meat?
Well, just the whole thing around the side there.
Well, they didn't.
You mean the middlings?
I never guess? Seen them separated. Oh. I always seen the ribs cut clear through. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what you'd call it, because it wasn't but just the one thing, and that was pork ribs.
Yeah, well, some people, I guess, would butcher them and,
yeah, that's
and cut
right,
them, and some would
now
peel off the outside. It depends mm-hmm. on how you
and
do it.
And you would call that middling, thin middling.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of meat that you put a piece of it in, greens or beans or something to
boiled, boiling meat.
You call it boiling meat?
That's what, way back yonder.
Now, would that be all fat, or would it be a lot of lean, or...
Oh, well, there'd be quite a bit of fat in there. They used it for seasoning food that they were mm-hmm. boiling, you know, or something like that. There'd be some fat in it.
And what about the kind that you'd slice up to eat for breakfast?
That's, we called it sliced bacon, because we had to cut it off of that cured side mm-hmm. ourselves, and we just called it side bacon.
Was there anything
or
else that you called
bacon? Either one.
Was there anything else that you called bacon besides the slice or smoked bacon?
Well,
so
nothing but breakfast bacon.
I mean, did you use the word for bacon for something else besides that type?
No, I don't think.
What would you call the piece along the edge of the bacon that you'd have to cut off, kind you didn't eat?
Well, now some people called it scraps, and some people cut them pieces off and cook them together and call it the scrimplings. Now, I don't know that there's such a word, but that's that's what they call it, scrimplings. Scrimplings of the meat.
Mm-hmm.
And cook it together